West Virginia. Welcome back to the Focus Frenzy podcast.
Yeah.
That was just a little serenation. Is that it?
We're here to serenation. You've been serenaded. Serenade.
Amen.
Amen. We love serenading. But like in a biblical context. This is not a Bible podcast, but
yeah,
it's ADHD and ADD.
Yeah, and like it can, you know, it can connect it somehow. Anyways.
What are we talking about?
We are talking about the symptoms of ADHD and ADD today.
And the beginning of this was an example.
Yes.
Of ADHD.
Some of the symptoms.
Yeah,
that
some of the symptoms, the rabbit holes, the usual conversations that go on for hours, but we have to fit in within 15 minutes. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So I guess we can jump in first to the symptoms of ADD. So the first one I have is inattentiveness, and that's also an example at the start where the inattentiveness kind of played along with not really really struggling with focus and maintaining it, especially on tasks that we don't have interest in. But
so not interested in this podcast right now.
Listen, there's just some days where, you know, you're not going to be interested in a lot of things, but that's okay.
That's every day.
But because with but especially with ADHD and ADD, mm-hmm. it can play a big part in our everyday lives. So it's also a tendency to zone out during conversations or activities. We could jump to different topics, the span of 2.5 seconds, mm-hmm. and you won't even realize it.
Yes, ma'am.
Also, frequently losing things, you know, keys, phones.
Oh my gosh, in the last episode, I mentioned that I kept leaving my phone in the fridge.
Oh, yeah. So. I do remember that. And I was like, how in the world does that happen? Because I've never heard
ADHD.
Of anybody.
ADHD, man. That's what do you mean?
Exactly. That's my reason, like, for everything.
So here's the thing. While we're on this topic, ADHD and, like, saying, oh, it's because of my ADHD, me and my friend Chris Lim, we were talking about this because we kept finding it frustrating that people kept blaming their ADHD not to do assignments.
Mm.
And I'm like, I understand where some people come from. I'm like, oh, it's my ADHD. It's like, no, it's not.
Because
there was this guy, not my freshman year, but his freshman year, my sophomore year, that he would just be like, oh, well, it's my ADHD. Like, I can't do this and I can't do that. I'm like, brother, I understand. I've been in school at that time. I had been in school for like 3 years at that point.
Right.
And I had to really learn how to control the ADHD, right?
Yeah.
Like, especially in high school, because basically with me in high school, I would get shoved into an IEP room, mm-hmm. and then I would just like be left to my own devices, right? Right.
Yeah.
And all I would watch was freaking ancient Egyptian documentaries. That was my hyper focus for 1 year. And I still remember all of it. Like every single documentary.
Yeah, why is it there's like certain things where like you don't forget at all, like it sticks with you, but then like I feel like some of the more important things or like just little things, like you just
like assignments, just
assignments. But it's so true, like we shouldn't blame obviously like ADHD or ADD mm-hmm. like for every single little thing. Like it gets to a point where it's like, okay, you could still manage mm-hmm. it, and you know, yeah, it's still difficult like getting through it with it, but like you can't, like
you
it's
can't
like the bare minimum.
Yeah,
yeah, like yeah, I'm like trying to explain it and like not in like a rude way obviously, but like,
you know,
I get it.
If somebody can't take a little criticism,
yeah,
because I can, like I understand, like with my ADHD, like we're talking about symptoms, right, and like illnesses that may come alongside ADHD, and it's one of the things that I notice more is emotional dysregulation.
Mm.
Because here's the thing. I am a very kind, caring, compassionate individual. And that's not boasting myself up, but that's how I am, how I'm built. And so there's these times when I just get overwhelmed with everything and I don't know how to process the emotion, so it comes out as like anger or really bad frustrations.
Yeah.
And like, I don't let that come out unless it's like around my family, because I don't mean to be hurtful, but I do come across as hurtful. Of course, they're not used to it, but they understand.
Right.
And I'm very lucky to have a very understanding family that goes alongside that, because my sister also has bipolar. She has that one thing where breathing and chewing like makes you angry and upset. I'm not sure what it's called, but she does have that. So I've dealt with that my whole life, plus my emotional dysregulation. And then my mom is just like used to having us apologize and like knowing where it comes from, but knowing that it's not meant out of like anger towards them. It's just where I'm not able to process that emotion. And like, there's healthy ways to do it, but when I'm super stressed out, like this semester, it's my senior year, senior show, everything that's happened, my grandfather unfortunately passed away a little bit ago, but just like everything is so overwhelming, it's been more present. So
It's hard.
It is hard.
It's difficult. But I'm glad, like, we have people, like, around us that, like, understand. And, you know, some people don't have those opportunities. Like, they don't have the same situations where their family's, like, supportive of that. But, yeah, it does get kind of difficult when it's, like, in that situation. But... hey, at the end of the day, the Lord knows, he understands
us. Amen, amen. Yes, he does. He knows my heart.
So, yeah.
And like, here's the thing, ADHD can also be like a really big superpower, because we're able to hyperfocus, especially under pressure. Oh my gosh, I can't count how many times where I've pulled out my best work where it should have taken me 2 weeks, where it took me 3 days.
Yeah.
It's like because I was under pressure because I had to get it done because I had pushed it off so much.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it could either go either way, like with different. I feel like it depends like what you're doing. Like, yeah, like if there's like an assignment due like on the day of and I'm like, OK, I need to get this done. Like, yeah, I'll, like lock in, like focus. But if it's like, I don't know, like a week before and I'm starting it, I just. The focus is not there.
It's like a meandering, like, at that point.
Yeah, like
you'll read like it, not trying that much.
Yeah,
and then you'll go away, watch Call the Midwife.
yeah, that is one of the points, actually. That's one of the symptoms of ADD, becoming deeply absorbed in activities that are stimulating or interesting while neglecting other responsibilities. And that's so true. Like, if I know something is due, for example, like an assignment on Friday and it's Monday, and my friends planned like somewhere to go out to eat, and I'm like just thinking about doing that assignment, but they just plan it, I'm like, oh, let's go, like, instead of doing this assignment, like, this seems more interesting right now, so I'm gonna just. And I feel like, yeah, that can, like, work, like, that can be relatable to, like, anybody, but I feel like me personally, what I've experienced is that, like, I tend to push away, like, what I know is important and, like, just focus on, like, what's, like, going on, like, at the moment. Like, I feel like it's all, like, my based on my emotions, like what I'm feeling like at the moment. And yeah, I don't know if that's like with anybody else.
We're easily into like self-gratification.
Yeah, like I never know how to explain it, like
instant gratification. That's what it is, self-gratification, but instant gratification instead of like withheld gratification, I think it is.
I don't know,
like you're able
to. I'm not good with big words.
It's okay. I'll make up for it, I guess.
Thanks.
But like instant gratification is one of the big things, especially with individuals with ADHD. It's just because it's that dopamine release, you know?
Yeah.
That dopamine needs to be constantly triggered because we lack it. And so we need those endorphins to like get fired up, triggered, and then the dopamine triggers, and then we're all like, yeah, this feels good. But then that ends, and then we're looking for the next thing, and that's a part of ADHD that's really hard.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
So one of the things that I noticed and that I've heard often with the things that come along with ADHD, right, is low self-esteem in women. And I was like, that's so interesting because I thought it was just me.
We always think that, like, with everything, we're like, I'm pretty sure this is just me that's like dealing with this.
Bro, I'll tell you what, like, okay, so low self-esteem about my designs these whole like 3.5 years, just because I'm all like, because I compare, right? We all compare, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like mine's heightened. And so basically one of the things in this semester that I've really become confident in my designs is because of our faculty interview. So our school for seniors does faculty interviews, and we display a couple portfolio pieces that we have, and we like justify why we made them, and we explain our work and the work behind it, right? So I did that, and I was really nervous going in, and I was really anxious because I'm like, what if they don't like my work? What if it isn't up to par? What if it isn't actually professional? And I've just been like gassing myself up for no reason.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Yeah, so one of the things was one of our professors, he was all like, your designs are unique and your designs are clean and pristine and they look really professional, and he's all like, I think you'll do really well in this field. And I almost start crying because I was like, oh my gosh, thank you. Like, it's not just my close professors, but it's actually like professors see my work. And like, I don't really put it out there yet. So it was really nice to hear that. So that boosts my confidence. So having people around us, like, it may seem like a small insignificant thing to a person that isn't struggling with this, but like words of affirmation is a big deal.
It is a big thing. Yeah, because I feel like it's normal for us to very much live like in our head. And like you know, we get anxiety about like everything that we do. Like, we think that like some of the things are just not like, they don't live up to the expectation that we think other people have set. But yeah, like, it's so true. Like, I've seen that in my work as well. Like, oh, I always end up comparing it. I don't even realize it sometimes, and that it's like a bad thing to do. And then I realize that, okay, like, I don't have to live off of like other people. Like, everyone's stuff is unique. Like, they have their own different stuff. So yeah, it's, yeah, the low self-esteem really does get to me.
It hits hard. Yeah. So that's all for our podcast today. We kind of just wanted to talk about some of the symptoms and some of the mental illnesses that do come along with ADHD, but more in like a relaxed, instead of like reading off a list for you guys and what we personally struggle with. But of course, if you struggle with any of these, like bipolar disorder, low self-esteem, etc., like, it's okay to seek help from your friends or even your family. They probably are most likely more understanding than what you're thinking. And we just hope that this kind of helped you along today, maybe gave you a little bit of encouragement.
Yeah, so we'll see you guys next time. Focus Frenzy out.